Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'd like to ask a few questions about the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. The first question is, are you currently registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
All right, so that would be a yes. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote at all?
Definitely vote.
All right. What is your race?
71-1.
No, I meant, what is your race?
Oh, my race, white.
Yeah, all right. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Nope.
Okay. And what year were you born in?
1953,
all right. Now, for this part, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some of the people that I'm going to mention, and they're going to be, like, using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100 a very warm, favorable feeling, and then 50 is neutral. And if you could use any number from 0 to 100, the higher the number, the warmer the feeling. And if you have no opinion and have never heard of them, if you could please say so. So the first person is Bob Menendez.
You have to, which Menendez?
Bob Menendez. That would be the father.
That would be the father?
Yes.
I guess, 40.
40, all right. What about Phil Murphy?
Don't know really much about her.
All right, that's okay. What about Stephen Fulop?
50.
50, all right. What about Andy Kim?
Don't know much about him either.
Okay. Tammy Murphy?
50.
50. Ravi Bala?
Don't know.
Okay. Rob Menendez?
I don't know enough about him.
Okay, and what about Joe Biden?
Oh, 90,
all right. So when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing you think of or that comes to mind?
His father.
Okay, his father. Would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job of Rob Menendez is doing as a member of Congress?
I have no idea what he's doing as a member of Congress.
All right. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Patricia Campos Medina, Tammy Murphy, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote for?
Tammy Murphy.
All right. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Kyle Jacy, and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote for?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right. And if you could lean towards one of them, maybe, like not necessarily vote, but just
perhaps,
maybe lean.
Perhaps Kim.
All right. Oh, but Kim isn't an option. This one's.
Oh, I thought you said he was.
Oh, no, no.
The names again.
All right, the names are Ravi Bala, Kyle Jacy, or Rob Menendez.
I really can't answer that because I don't know the other two, and I definitely will not lean toward Rob Menendez.
All right, that's okay. So for next, this question is, and in the last few months, have you heard a lot? Have you heard some? Have you heard not too much? Or have you heard nothing at all about the U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
A lot.
A lot, all right. How closely would you say that you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Would you say you follow it very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Somewhat closely.
All right. And now, if you could please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. So the options go as strongly agree, you somewhat agree with the statement, you somewhat disagree with the statement, or you strongly disagree with the statement. And I can read those things again if you need to. All right, so the first statement is, there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings.
I'd say disagree with that.
All right. Would you say you somewhat disagree or you strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
All right. In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes.
I strongly agree.
All right. The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record and not the actions of Senator Bob Menendez.
I strongly agree.
All right. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is the Senator Bob Menendez's son.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. All right. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong, and he is not involved in his father's issues in any way.
You have to repeat that.
All right. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way.
I can't answer that. I don't have enough information.
All right.
So
that's all right.
I can't answer that.
Okay. That's okay. So now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and some statements made by supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And if you could tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if either one is exactly right. So the first one is, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. And then supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress, like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayors Roz Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Woolwich, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families, because of his record of accomplishments in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Which of this statement from the critics comes closer to your own view, or the statement from the supporters of Rob Menendez comes closer to your own view?
That's an absurd question. That's so convoluted.
All right. So would you maybe say that?
No, I won't say anything.
Oh, all right.
No comment to that one.
Okay. So now I'm going to read you some other statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And again, if you could tell me which one comes closer to your own point of view, even if neither is exactly right. So the first one is made by critics of Congressman Rob Menendez, and they say that there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme, in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in forms of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars, in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. And then the supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredibly effective and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families. He's delivered billions in federal funding for local transit projects. He's helped over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year in office, and has been a leader in standing up for the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportations, to ban books, to ban abortions, and bring back Donald Trump. Which statement would you say comes closer to your own view, the one made by the critics or the one made by the supporters?
Who, I don't understand who made those statements. So let's skip that question.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some brief statements about the candidates for Congress in your district. And if you could please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. So the first one is, a member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. He is fighting to stand up for the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortions across the United States. Would you say this statement makes you much more likely to support him? Somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, and making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible.
Somewhat more likely.
Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights and who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, they continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power.
Somewhat more likely.
All right. Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billings more transparent. He's made sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and he's strengthened a woman's health care.
Somewhat more likely.
All right. Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He's fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two children here, and that's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment.
Somewhat more likely.
All right. Hoboken Mayor Robbie Ballett has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Ballett believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that health care is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and that the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet.
Somewhat more likely.
All right. And the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. So now, after hearing kind of that information about Rob Menendez, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Robbie Ballett, Kyle Jacy, and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote for?
Well, you've given me only the positive stuff about Rob Menendez. You haven't said anything positive about any of the others, so this is a rather biased survey.
So would you say maybe you're undecided, maybe then?
No, I think I'm going to say that this has been a kind of a cheap way to describe Rob Menendez in the guise of a survey. This has not been a survey. You've just rattled off all sorts of positive, what you consider positive attributes of Rob Menendez through this whole thing, thing after thing after thing after thing. So you've gotten me to listen to basically a political spiel, making me think I was taking a survey.
Oh, well, this is a survey. We also talk about
No. You probably are being paid by Rob Menendez to do this survey.
We're not being paid by any of the members in any political party. We're just an independent kind of like research, like independent company because we just want to.
Well, why is this only about Rob Menendez?
Well, we're just required to read it verbatim, so we're just kind of read what is given to us, but we're completely independent, and we just want to kind of get opinions from every kind of person.
Right. Well, you're okay. All right. Well, that's it. That's going to be it then.
Oh, are you sure? We have a really couple of questions left. It's really short what we have left.
No, I'm not going to continue because I don't think that this is an actual survey. I think this is just a Rob Menendez campaign.
Oh. Well, it truly isn't. It truly isn't. We're really just...
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. And so I'm going to end the conversation.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. Then have a good day.
You're welcome.